family said it's sorry for Officer Wren's family, but they think the tragedy could have been avoided if Officer Wren would have stayed in his car, since he could see Davis had a gun. Live in the newsroom, Jessica Smith, 24-hour News 8.
And I understand from Drew that on our regular line at 239-1310 is Marsha Bowers, who is the aunt of Major Davis Jr. Ms. Bowers, how are you? Hello?
I can't say that I'm okay with the situation. The situation now with my nephew, his father is my brother that was killed just about 11 years ago by IPD. Mm-hmm. We have now lost both my parents, and I don't appreciate, you had a caller, a couple of callers ago that spoke something that me and my sister were just discussing last night about how the news media have always will make things look worse for people. When it first aired, they mixed my brother's criminal record with his son. That totally upset at us, severely bad. Mm-hmm. My nephew does not have a record like that. He has been harassed by the police just because of his name since he has grown up. It doesn't justify of, hello?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm listening.
It doesn't justify of what he did. I am sorry that all this has taken place. I can't speak for my nephew at this point, because I don't know where his mind was set on the day of this happening. Mm-hmm. I do know that he has been depressed for quite a bit of years, and we have tried to get him help. Mm-hmm. It has not helped. We have been thrown here and here and here with him. It's just not helped. At this point, the only thing that I'm really at this point is why the police treated us again as bad as they did standing in Eskenazi that night and wanting to, you know, using their force of saying how they'll lock everyone up if we didn't leave the hospital. That was, you know, it was really uncalled for.
Ms. Bowers, let me ask you, kind of break down what exactly happened at the hospital. So I understood, because I was reading things on Twitter that the family was at the hospital at the same time. Obviously, you know, law enforcement was at the hospital. Did they ask you to leave?
They asked us to leave. They didn't ask us to leave. They pulled Cynthia Davis in there, my sister-in-law, and brought her back out and told her exactly what to say to us. And she spoke and told us, they told me to come out here and tell you guys that he is on life support. Mm-hmm. He's out of surgery. Okay. He's at this point, they want everyone to leave in an orderly fashion, or you will be locked up. I looked at her.
Okay. The lady that said that, she was a family member, or did she also work at the hospital?
No. Cynthia said that, the mother of my nephew.
Okay, I got it. I got it.
They had her to say that. There was no rowdiness. Everybody was like mourning the whole situation.
And so you all left. Did she leave as well? Did the mom leave as well? Or did they let her stay?
That I know of, we all had to leave. Everybody, all of us, because we knew that we couldn't see him.
Right, okay.
I'm in nursing myself, And we knew that we couldn't see him, but I you know, I told them, because I kind of know how it goes.
Were you all, like, you all and the police were in the same room, or were you all separated in different areas in the hospital?
We wasn't. We were on the third floor, the
okay.
surgery floor, where
right.
we were asked to go.
Right, okay.
And they just came out and stood there with force, about three or four cops,
mm-hmm.
with a couple of doctors, and stood there with her so she could say what they told her to say.
And no one from the hospital, I'm not talking about the doctors, no representative of the hospital came to talk to the family and said, look, there's a whole lot of police here. They're kind of upset for your own safety and protection. You know, we kind of need to get you here, maybe move you to a separate room to hang out, or even have you go to the chapel.
No.
No.
Not at all.
Okay.
It was no. And it should have happened that way. She should have been pulled over and said, we need for just immediate family. Can you please ask for everyone else to leave? That's how it should have went. And it didn't.
Ms. Bowers, can you hang on? Because I need to at least play a commercial so I can pay my light bill here. Because I also want to ask about Major Tavis Jr. Because when I read his record, it looked to me like, you know, he had not gotten into any scrapes or arrests with law enforcement since August of 2010. That's almost five years in my book.
Exactly.
All right, so can you hold on for a few minutes?
Yeah.
All right, please don't go the way we're talking with, never know who calls on this program, because this is the talk show of record of our community, Marsha Bowers, who is the aunt of Major Davis. We're learning some things. This is what it's all about, getting your reaction and maybe learning some things as well. It's Afternoons with Amos after these. We're talking with Marsha Bowers. She is the aunt of Major Davis Jr., the accused assailant in, the alleged murder of Officer Perry Wren on Saturday night at 34th and Forest Manor. Ms. Bowers, when I got a hold finally of the record of Major Davis, because again the inference was this was a person that had done violent acts and was a felon, and discovered that, you know, everything he'd ever been charged with were nonviolent offenses, drug offenses, was convicted on a misdemeanor in 2008, had been arrested in an incident, he was a passenger in a car in 2010, and then nothing since then. Was he trying to turn things around in his life?
What I can say is he is a good father.
He's a father of three, correct?
Father of three.
Okay.
No, father of four.
Oh, I'm sorry. Father of four.
Love is, a good brother, good son, good nephew. He's not, yes, he has been. He's, he was actually getting ready to get off into, driving trucks, actually. Learning to, my husband was getting ready to study with him on CDL.
Mm-hmm.
So, just so he can get out of the environment that he was in. I just don't appreciate them mixing his criminal history with his father's. It's been a great mix up here.
Let me the one suggestion I would give your family. If you have specific instances where specific news media mixed it up, then you all as a family, or have a representative representing the family, could be an attorney, they need to get a hold of the news director. If it was one of the television stations, the news director and the general manager, and if it was the printed newspaper, get a hold of the editor. And you need to make that complaint known in writing. No joke. If those errors occurred. Okay?
Okay.
The other thing is, because there's some rumors in the community, and if you can't answer the question, I will understand. But what is the condition, the medical condition of Mr. Davis right now? I know he's in critical condition. Is he on life support? Is he conscious?
He is on life support at this point.
Okay. Don't need to go any further. Like I said, somebody had called and I just wanted, you know, if you could answer just to at least let the community know what the situation is and everything's in God's hands.
Everything is in God's hands.
Ms. Bowers, I appreciate, you know, the opportunity or for the family to at least have the community hear your side of it. The story that we played earlier, the Channel 8 aired, what was the family's reaction to that? Because I gather Channel 8 got a lot of pushback from their viewers about it, and the pushback was so strong they had to say something about it on their website. That's real. When media does that, that means they're getting a lot of pushback, negative pushback from their viewers. What was the family's reaction to that report? Was it fair? Did you all think it was fair?
I didn't see Channel 8. Okay. Air.
That was the audio before you guys called me. As you all were calling, that's what was on the radio.
Oh, okay. You mean of what I was listening to?
Yes, ma'am.
On your show?
Yes, ma'am.
The thing is with my family is the only big thing that we're so upset about at this point is all the negativity of making my nephew look like he was just this really bad person. And he wasn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really wasn't.
Okay.
He wasn't like, he doesn't have this really long criminal history that everybody's saying. He didn't do, like, because I've heard too in some of the media that this is just, you know, an ongoing thing with him and all this. It's all of it's not true. So I'm thinking one of my other sisters talked to me last night, and you know, she made a lot of sense that for us not to really even look at it anymore, mm-hmm. because all is it makes us angry and bitter, and that's not what we should be doing right now. We're in prayer. We're trying to really figure out what's the next step.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to listen to what's going on with the cop's family, Officer Wren's family.
Right.
Was, you know, and we're trying to be civil here.
Okay.
It's too much negativity. It's always negativity around when something like this or, you know, just go on. It's just don't listen to it. You know, just stay in prayer.
Yeah, and a lot of people are listening. They don't like, you know, what happened with your son and the officer, but I think, you know, they're also in keeping with the God we serve, would be giving that good counsel. Ms. Bowers, Marsha Bowers, aunt of Major Davis Jr., thank you very, very much for getting through the lines. I think that was the good Lord, you know, opening a way on the telephone lines for the community to hear you. Thank you very, very much. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more, and there's ways you can get in touch with us, 239-1310, or you can send me a text message at 37890, keyword Amos, or you can send me an email at praiseindy.com. It's Afternoons with Amos, getting community reaction, 239-1310 is Afternoons with Amos. I believe I have another aunt of Mr. Davis on the line, Chanel Bowers. Hi.
Hi, Amos. How are you?
I'm fine.
First of all, my heart goes out to the cop's family as well as my own family. I'm going to touch on something differently than my sister.
Okay.
My spirit is real, real troubled right now. The Bowers/Davis family, I just want Channel 8 to know we are not bad people. My nephew made a horrible mistake, if he made that mistake, because whatever happened to proving it to... I mean, innocent until proven guilty. no one really knows what happened until we get to the bottom of it. But Channel 8 made our family look like we were just the worst people in the city of Indianapolis. And for my family, I have to stand up and tell the community, we are all God-bearing people. Some of us have had some troubles, but I believe in God, and I know that he'll turn this situation around. Now, I also want to say I can remember being a 23-year-old girl going to 30th and Eastern with that same cop, may his spirit rest in peace, sitting in a car with a smile on his face as they beat my brother, Major Senior, to death. But no one's talking about that. No one. They're just making it seem like they're all criminal. You know, we have to deal with this every day of our lives as well.
Let me ask a question. Did the family ever try to pursue a wrongful death suit in the case of Mr. Davis Sr.?
His wife, my dad, and his mom handled that. So I don't know what the outcome was. It was a little shaky or what have you. I didn't inquire. I was 23 years old at the time, still mm-hmm. very young, didn't really know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I just had to, touch on that.
Okay.
Because I remember his face as if it were yesterday. And the police, a lot of these police out here are very disrespectful, even to me as a female. Mm. When they hear my name, and it's never for trouble. You're Major Davis' sister, so automatically I have a label on me.
Mm.
You know, there are good cops, but there are a lot of bad cops out here. And by no means do I wish death on anyone for any reason. I'm never going to be that angry, but I had to call you today. You and I have spoke a lot about a lot of different issues. I listen to the show every day, but Channel 8 just made it seem like we were all monsters, and I have to stand and say I am a true woman of God.
Ms. Bowers,
as well as majority of my family, so I did not appreciate that at all. And we, too, are dealing with this. And yes, the police did treat us horribly bad at the hospital. I got there after my sister had left. You know, and they yelled at me, what are you doing here? And I said, well, my nephew, if you don't get in the car, you're going to jail. I was woke up out of my sleep. So I'm like jumping up, running to the hospital. I don't even know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But they were just so disrespectful. I don't go to clubs because I don't ever want a cop to say anything to me. I try to be nowhere where a cop has to say anything to me. Because 95% of the police in Indianapolis mistreat the Bowers and the Davis family. I need the community to know that.
Ms. Bowers, I appreciate you calling. Thank you.
And I do thank you, Amos, and the pastor prior to. I thank him because he's the only person that actually said he's praying for us as well. Because we're dealing with this, too.
I think there's a lot of people praying for you as well as praying for Officer Wren's family. All right. I appreciate it. Let me go because I think I got the mom of Major Davis Jr. Is this Cynthia Davis?
Yes.
How are you?
I am fine.
I got about a couple minutes before I have to sign off. What do you want this community to know about your son?
I want them to know that he is not a bad person. All these accusations that they're putting out here, none of them are absolutely true. And I also want the community to know I am very sorry for the loss of this officer. My heart goes out to that family. I lost a husband, so I know how that feels. If you haven't been in their shoes, then you don't know. But I've been there, and I understand, and I am so sorry. I wish I could rewind time, but I cannot do that. But I would like for everybody to help me try to find a way to see my son. He's on life support. I know what he did was wrong, and he has to answer for that. I understand that. But I am a mother, and I deserve, if nothing else, to see my son. And I need the support of everyone who can try to help me make way possible to see my son.
What reason did they give that you can't? Because it's my understanding that because that is a detention facility, is basically a hospital room that is also a jail cell, that no family member gets to see anyone that is in that detention ward.
Yes, that's what they told me.
Okay.
But my thing is, how can you be under arrest
when he's not even copacetic to understand anything that they say or do to him. So how could you say that and put him up under here like that and stop the mother from seeing him when he's on a life support system?
The person that's telling you that, is that a representative of Eskenazi?
Yes, they, and a matter of fact, let me put this out to the whole Indianapolis, Indiana area. Saturday when we was there, they told us we had to leave.
I heard
they
that.
Put
who
us
told,
out the
who
hospital.
Told you, who specifically told you that?
The officer, I didn't get his name because I was very emotional.
I can understand.
And the head lady of the, surgery thing, and also the, chaplain man. Holt, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Chaplain Holt. He told me that. And they told me we had to leave right then and there. I couldn't see him. I can't talk to him. I can't call the hospital. And I could not come to the hospital. How do you do a mother like that? How do you treat a mother like that?
That I can understand where you're coming from. Have you had any contact with the hospital since Saturday
night?
No,
they will not. And when I call, they say, we can't give you information. They hangs up on me. They won't even let me come to the hospital. They won't let me in. They won't let me do anything. And it's really hurtful to a parent.
Miss Davis, I want you to do me a favor. As I sign off, Drew is going to pick up the phone. If you would be so kind as to give Drew a phone number where you can be reached during the day.
I will.
I will make you a promise. And, when I get off the air, I am calling Eskenazi. And
okay.
I'm going to ask Eskenazi very nice that a top official of the hospital call you and explain to you the rules of the game. You may not like the rules of the game. Okay. But you as a taxpayer, you as a mom, are at least owed the rules of the game. I'm from the school of, you may not like the rules, but you're owed an explanation of the rules, even if you don't like them. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
And what it sounds like is, at least you're owed the respect to be given the rules of the game. Now, they may not give you the condition because he's an adult, and under the HIPAA laws, they would be within their rights not telling you unless the situation deteriorated. But I think, you know, hearing that and hearing the pain, and I understand not seeing him. I get that. But it would seem to me denying any basic information of how they're doing, somebody's got to explain that to me as well. So I'll make that call. Okay,
I would appreciate it.
Okay, I appreciate you calling. Hold on and give Drew that information, and we'll do it all again tomorrow.